Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Fire officials commanding the Butler Fire will hold a public meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at Forks of Salmon Community Hall to update residents on the fire that has now burned more than 10,000 acres and stands at 20% containment. Highway 93 remains closed at the Highway 96 intersection, and residents of Forks of Salmon have been issued an evacuation advisory. The Salmon River Complex, a human-caused wildfire burning in Sawyer's Bar, has consumed over 10,000 acres, and fire crews have the blaze at 45% containment. The community of Sawyer's Bar has been issued an evacuation advisory as well. Firefighters are holding and improving fire lines on the west side above China Gulch and hope to keep the fire within the containment line in Salmon River Road. And fire crews continue their work on lightning-caused fires in the Lower Trinity Ranger District. 12 out of the 23 fires are now contained and are in patrol status. The Corral Complex, located in the Trinity Alps Wilderness, has burned 800 acres. The sheriff's office responded to a report on Monday of a man in Redway who attempted to make a marijuana sale and ended up being robbed at gunpoint. The 37-year-old victim was approached near a Garberville gas station by three men, 31-year-old Greenfield resident Alejandro Perez, 19-year-old King City resident Jason Lizarraga, and 21-year-old King City resident Ryan Francis. They wanted to purchase marijuana from the victim, and the victim drove with them to Redway. After parking near a church, one of the suspects pulled out a semi-automatic handgun, pointed it at the victim, and told him to leave his backpack behind. Later that day, a CHP officer located the suspect's vehicle and conducted a felony traffic stop. A search of the vehicle revealed the victim's wallet and backpack, along with a large garbage bag full of marijuana. Perez, Lizarraga, and Francis were arrested and booked into jail on suspicion of armed robbery. Arcata police arrested 31-year-old McKinleyville resident Joshua Keyes on Monday after conducting a traffic stop on K Street in Arcata. Keyes was wanted on a felony warrant for possession of hash, and a search of his car turned up 5 pounds of processed marijuana. Two other men, both on probation, were contacted as well, but it was Keyes who was arrested and booked into county jail on transportation and possession for sale charges. Caltrans will begin a highway resurfacing project on Highway 101 from the Eureka Slough Bridge to the Arcata Overhead Bridges beginning on Wednesday and running through next Tuesday, the 20th. The work will be done from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m., and traffic will be restricted to one lane. Also, the off-ramps along the route will be closed temporarily or will be open with restricted access. Although the closures and work on the ramps will alternate, no two consecutive off-ramps will be closed at one time. Be prepared for short traffic delays and work crews on the roadway, and for information about the project, contact the Caltrans Eureka office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When 911 was called following an explosion at a Eureka apartment on Searle Street on August 2nd, it wasn't just police who showed up to investigate a suspected hash lab. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded as well, both to treat the injured, including a badly burned 2-year-old child, and to deal with any fire safety issues from the lab itself. Chief Ken Woods said that training for the department's hazardous material team is nonstop.
Train on those types of things, our hazardous material crews that deal with different types, again, of hazards out there. We get regular bulletins on kind of the latest flavor of particularly the lab situation has gone from more indoor to mobile, where you're seeing them in cars, where mobile meth labs, and they're doing it in smaller quantities, and then they discard the material along the road.
Caustic chemicals used in the manufacture of meth, along with the use of butane to make hash, means that firefighters responding to a scene have to be careful, but so does the average Joe walking down the street.
The bottles and the containers and the, you know, more so the residue of what they've been cooking, and they're moving from place to place, and they've got all this material in their vehicles. Those kind of things are a real hazard to people.
Meth and hash labs are a serious concern and a serious danger for both first responders and the general public. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.